defensively pretty strong. We look like at the moment that we're a threat going forward, and probably the fact that we have 7 points on the board is a massive boost.
Yeah. 7 points from three games, and in all three games probably deserved the results that you've got.
Yeah, I couldn't argue with that. Although, like, you could say as well, like, those three games could have went either way. You know, they were close games, and that, but I think the fact that we were brave and we had a go in those games, I think we probably deserved what we got out of the three games. But it'll be a different game against Waterford on Saturday night. Like, people will be expecting us to win on that, and are we comfortable with that? We'll find out on Saturday night.
Yeah, I think it says a lot as well, Paul, the fact that Harps suffered a couple of key injuries in the first game, but you were able to bring in players of quality to come in and do a job.
Yeah, that's why you have a squad, like, to be fair. And to be fair, the players that come in have done well. And there are other players there at the minute chopping the butt to try and get a place in the team. And that's the way you want it.
Yeah. He's probably tempted to go with the same 11 again for the Waterford match after a couple of good performances.
Yeah, well, to be fair, we played a friendly on Monday, and there were maybe three or four players on Monday that probably stood out and probably stayed the claim. So we've changed things around a wee bit in training that, and had a look at other people in different positions and that, and there may be a few changes come Saturday night.
Did it surprise you that Waterford were able to recover after two defeats, Paul, and come up to Derry and win and play well?
No, not really, to be honest with you. I've watched their games back and that, and I think they could count themselves very, very unlucky not to get a point in Drogheda, and probably if they had a beat Sligo at home where they lost, I don't think anybody could have argued with the chances they had. They had a great chance at 1-0 up to go 2-0 up and probably killed the game off. But those are the fine lines, you know, in that league, and that, and they probably would have been hurting after that. And to be fair, they probably got what they deserved in Derry.
Yeah. And a couple of familiar faces in the dugout as well then on Saturday night with Kevin Sheedy and Mike Newell involved now. First taste of League of Ireland football for them.
Yeah, to be fair, like John Sheridan came in last year and he done a great job at Waterford and that, and we weren't expecting anything different from these boys. These boys have been around a long time, they've played at the highest level, and they've managed at a good level as well, and that, you know, and they're no mugs, and they'll be coming here with a plan on Saturday night, and we know how tough the game's going to be, but we need to be ready for that.
Yeah, and up to Harps to continue this good record that you have at Finn Park, making life difficult for visiting teams.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Like, you've got to try and pick up points at home. We didn't do that well last year, you know, early on after the break, and that we struggled really badly to create opportunities and that. But you would hope, you know, at the minute the players probably are in decent form. Although I don't think we played well enough and Drogheda, they won the match in that. But, you know, at the minute, everything looks okay. As you said, with a few long-term injuries and that, which hasn't helped any. And that, you know, like Ryan Connolly and Conor Barry and Mark Timmins that are out long-term and that, and that's a really disappointing thing.